Giuseppe Basso, Enzo Bellettato, Alberto Botti, Giuseppe Bruzzone, Giuliano Caleffi, Roberto Ciccio Messere, Alberto Clerico, Sergio Cremaschi, Aldo Ferrero, Valerio Minnella, Neno Negrini, Alerino Peila, Giovanni Pistoi, Mario Pizzola, Piercarlo Racca, Antonio Riva, Daniele Rizzi, Gianni Rosa, Franco Suriano, Antonio Susini, Gianfranco Truddaio, Giorgio Viola, Antonio Piozzanella, Franco Zardoni e Luigi Zecca. All these people faced this military court, and it was always a matter of personal consent as against military orders. When a case came up for trial, the military courtroom became a crossroads where different and incompatible worlds met and clashed. Military judges, defense lawyers, and an audience made up of the curious friends and militants.
Some anti-militarists of the European Peace Corps took the echo of the trial to the outside world with marches and leaflets announcing a conscientious objector is being tried here.
One of the best-known trials ended up being published in the Espresso magazine in a news report by Giuseppe Catalano. It took place on May 23, 1972. A leading member of the radical party, Roberto Ciccio Messere, appeared, handcuffed, bundled up in a fatigue suit, and surrounded by a swarm of carabinieri. He had given himself up 2 months earlier, in March, together with 8 other members of the radical party. There were no benches for the audience to sit on. They crowded behind in the barrier. Guarding the military court entrance, officers registered the name of those present. Ciccio Messere's lawyers, Umberto De Luca and Sandro Canestrini, protested against the feelings. Brighters control, not feelings, the prosecutor answered. At 9:30, the trial began in the form of a sort of ritual. The defense raised some objections based on the Constitution, rejected. In these conditions, talking about the right of defense is ridiculous, shouted De Luca, irritated by the strict time limits imposed by the president. The questioning of Ciccio Messere was also hasty. The young man was unable to detail the reasons for his decision, nor could he report on the conditions in the Peschiera military prison where he had suffered abuse. However, he would do later on when his diary was published. In the end, he spent 3 months and 3 days in jail. Even if the sentences were less severe than in previous years, there was no way of breaking into the ritual procedures and their foregone conclusions. When an objector was called up to bear arms, he was forced to do military service until he developed or invented health problems. Italy needed a new law to break this vicious cycle.